The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey,
nope.
Sam Platt,
nope.
Kareem Daniels,
yes.
And Diana Hong. And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Okay. So there's a show open that introduces all of the hosts. Welcome back, Kareem.
Thank you.
Kareem's back from the East Coast, from the Carolinas. We'll talk about that today a little bit. So Diana, hold on. Diana did call me earlier to explain why she couldn't be here. Let me see if I can find her voicemail. It's, let me just look it up here. Let me see. Just get to my voicemail here real quick. Yeah, I think this is it. Yeah, I think this is it. Hold on.
광명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공.
Yeah, so she's not going to be here. Her job, I guess. I'm not really quite sure what that's all about. Sam's still having car troubles, so he can't make it. And let's see. Less than an hour before the show is to start, the littlest cast member, Jason Casey, called me out of the blue to chat. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, it's fine. Because guys don't do that. Guys don't call each other and go, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, it's fine. And they says, hey, who's going to be there tonight? And I'm like, well, as you may have heard, Mel Gelbart has returned to the podcast.
What?
So Mel's going to be there. Kareem's back, so Kareem's going to be there.
I'll be filling the roles of all the missing cast members tonight.
And up until a minute prior, I assumed that Jason was going to be there. He's like, ah, I just kind of wanted to spend the night with my wife.
He's scared of me.
That's entirely possible. And he's like, and to give him credit, he's like, I don't want to leave you hanging. I'll come. I'll come.
Then why did you call?
I'll come. And I'm like,
you don't want to.
I'm like, no, just stay home with your wife, dude. Enjoy your... I don't need his wife to resent me. I have enough women who resent me. I don't need Jason's wife to do it. So yeah, take a night. Be romantic. Have candlelight dinner. I swear to God, though, if that little fucker is just playing video games, if I find out that he took a me night to play video games and masturbate after getting high, I'm going to be very disappointed.
He's with his wife talking about his feelings.
Sure, that's what he's doing.
You better be.
This show has been very international so far.
It's, well...
I didn't know your new intro was so Australian.
Yes, actually British, but yes.
Oh, it sounded so Australian.
Oh, no. This, you're right, this part...
The following program is rated M for a mature audience.
Yeah.
It contains coarse language.
That is Australian. This, though, the person who does our actual intros...
Inappropriate comment.
She's British.
Ah.
So we've classed up the joint a little bit since you left.
Very nice.
For anybody unfamiliar, Mel is one of the original hosts of the podcast when we launched back in July of 2011.
But then Nate and I broke up, so.
Yes, like a year and a half later, 70 shows in, you and Larry left me and...
70 blowjobs later.
Exactly. All from Larry. Actually, no. Larry doesn't give... What we learned... Larry doesn't do that because his mouth doesn't open wide enough. That's his excuse.
Sure.
He literally has said that on the show. You can go back. If you go back and search out one of the first shows, because all of the shows are on NateDarlingShow.com. Go ahead and search for, like, show number 10 or something. I'm sure there'll be some very interesting things said.
Inappropriate comments.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of those. So yeah, go back and check those out. They're all free. The archive is totally free. The show is always free twice a week. And all we ask is that if you're going to shop Amazon, that you go ahead and click through the website, NateDarlingShow.com. There is a Shop Amazon tab at the top. Go ahead and do that. It doesn't cost anything extra, and it does help support the show. So that's all we ask from you to provide. And I just had to re-up the web hosting, so it ain't free for us. It's free for you. So
yeah,
that's how it goes. So Mel, welcome back. How's everything been going in Mel Land?
Really good. I saw Deadpool finally.
Finally saw it.
Oh, you suck donkey balls.
It's so good.
Kareem, have you still not seen Deadpool?
I still not seen it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm ready to see it again.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to. I thought about going to see it at the D-Box.
It's mind-blowing. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Ryan Reynolds, when you don't have to see his face act, is so much better.
I think he felt the same way.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. That's most of the...
Oh, guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
I sent a mean text to someone, but it was the wrong person.
Oops.
I sent a text about someone to that person.
Nice.
my first one.
That's nice. I knew that was going to happen when you upgraded from the flip phone.
I know. I should have never started texting. Now right. I've dug myself into a big fucking hole.
Is the person that you sent it to someone I know?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
it was all work related.
Oh. Well, that's somewhat better, I
Thankfully,
guess.
She either abhors confrontation or didn't understand the text because she sent me a thank you note back.
Or wow. she's nailed sarcasm.
That totally could be, but I'll take it.
So how's everything going with you and Paul? Everything good there?
It's good. We got a new water heater over the weekend.
Ooh, that is exciting couples
we're
news.
We're so grown up.
So sexy.
I right? know. And we're building a new fence around our yard because our fence fell down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Keep all the neighbors out.
It's yeah.
Good times.
The landlord that owns the property next door wanted to have somebody come in and do it, and he got a quote, and it was... unacceptable. So we're,
of course it was.
We're doing it ourselves for half the price.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's even half the price.
Yeah. It's a little bit under half.
There you go.
And the work will be better.
Well, yes. Paul's a professionally handy man, isn't he?
He is professionally handy.
But yeah, and he and my betrothed have something in common. They're both Green Bay Packers fans.
We are all very much Green Bay Packer fans.
Yeah.
You are a Green Bay Packer fan?
Very much.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what happened. So Kareem, welcome back. You were in North Carolina last week.
Yes, I was.
And how is the northernmost of the Carolinas?
Oh my God, dude. So my folks are, I've been out here for 20 years, and every time I go home, my folks are still talking about, when are you going to move back home? And I'm like, I'm not. They're like, but you guys can have earthquakes. Like, yeah, I haven't felt the earthquake in 20 years. Meanwhile, I get there and there are 3 tornado warnings that day. Not while the whole time, that afternoon.
But they still want you back.
But they still want me to come back.
My childhood room is just how I left it. My dad's still waiting.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I asked my niece was saying this to me at the house, and I was like, okay, how did you guys end up in this particular house? And she was like, I was like, yeah, it was the last time we had a hurricane. And the house ended up underwater. That's why you're in this house here mm-hmm. now.
Wow, they're making a really great case for moving back.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad encourages me to keep my license active so I have a license in Ohio. He's like, for when you come back.
License to what?
Do therapy.
Oh.
Yeah, my therapy license is still active.
Oh.
Well. My dad's like, you really should keep it active. You may have to come home. I'm like, no.
And at this point, no. How long have you been in Sacramento?
2000.
So 16 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty settled.
Yeah, I've been here. God damn, it's getting close. On the 10th, which is coming right up, I will have been in Sacramento 9 years.
Wow.
9 years. Way longer than I ever intended to be in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody intends to be in Sacramento for longer than that. You're either born here or you just sort of happen your way in, and then you can't leave.
I yeah. did.
You intended to be here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't have any, like, I wasn't like, it wasn't a way station when right. I came here. I was like, yeah, I'm moving here. And then I bought a house. Like, I live here.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm a local.
Well, I'm a local now, too. It's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. If you guys are local, I'm really local.
Yeah. You're
How long have you been here?
Like 22 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah. He's a native almost.
This place sucks people in, man.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot worse places to be than Sacramento, though.
Yeah.
Fucking North Carolina, Ohio, and yeah. Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Vermont's colder, much, much colder. There's a lot less to do. And the cost of living getting to be pretty much as high. So, yeah. Yeah, that's not...
When you come from a small town that doesn't have a swinging yellow stop sign, yeah. It's
yeah.
like not shit to do.
And I'm just glad to be away from the Klan.
Well, you're not really that. You're not that far away from them.
My house was really close to a big compound growing up. It was always kind of nerve wracking.
Apparently, Disneyland's not far from the Klan either.
It's not.
They're everywhere.
As we found out this past week. So as we record this, it's Super Tuesday. Yay!
Yeah.
Basically, all Super Tuesday means is living in the largest, most populous state in the country. Doesn't really matter because there's a bunch of other states voting today, including my native Vermont, Texas, a few other places. Bernie Sanders, who is my pick, my preferred candidate for the Democratic nomination, if you will. In fact, I, for the first time ever, made a donation to a political candidate, and I gave Bernie Sanders $15.
Good for you.
On Leap Day.
Very nice.
Which, so I was part of the $42 million that he raised from small donors in the month of February.
Wow.
Cool.
Which is, that's pretty impressive. Now, you may want to know, well, why Bernie? Why Bernie? There's a lot of reasons why Bernie. You've heard him talk a lot about, you know, the economy, about economic issues, about foreign policy. Well, someone decided to ask Bernie Sanders about religion and ahead of the South Carolina primary.
When we talked to you in New Hampshire, we talked about religion. Yep. You said your spirituality is that we are all in this together.
Yep.
Explain to people what in your head and in your heart motivates that togetherness. Is there a higher power? Is there a higher intelligence? What do you believe in?
This is what I believe. Every great religion in the world, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, essentially comes down to do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. And what I have believed in my whole life, I believed it when I was a 22-year-old kid getting arrested in Chicago fighting segregation. I believed it in my whole life, that we are in this together, not just not words. The truth is, at some level, when you hurt, when your children hurt, I hurt. I hurt. And when my kids hurt, you hurt. And it's very easy to turn our backs on kids who are hungry or veterans who are sleeping out on the street. And we can develop a psyche, a psychology, which says, I don't have to worry about them. All I'm going to worry about myself. I need to make another $5 billion. But I believe that what human nature is about is that everybody in this room impacts everybody else in all kinds of ways that we can't even understand. It's beyond intellect. It's a spiritual, emotional thing. So I believe that when we do the right thing, when we try to treat people with respect and dignity, when we say that that child who is hungry is my child, I think we are more human when we do that than when we say, hey, this whole world is me. I need more and more. I don't care about anybody else. That's my religion. That's what I believe in.
So that's his religion. Not once did I hear him yell Jesus at people.
Or so, L'chaim.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is non-practicing Jewish. He's mm-hmm. obviously Jewish, but non-practicing. It's just really refreshing to not hear somebody yelling about Jesus or making something up to try and pander
mm-hmm.
and to actually talk about, hey, we are all in it together, because we are. We're all fucked together.
Right.
So
I don't know why people keep missing that point. Like,
I don't know. Like, it's baffling to me that it's come to this. I mean, Ted Cruz's wife is like, Ted's going to bring religion and law together. It's like, no.
That's how that's supposed to work.
No, that's Sharia law does that. Brings religion and law together. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. I've seen lots of signs in places where they'll vote for Ted Cruz that say so.
I don't want to go back to wearing an armband, Nate.
Right?
I say it all the time. Like, do you guys actually know what country you live in and what the laws and rules are?
But they want to change all the laws and rules.
Right, and build walls and so on and so forth.
You do understand where you live at, right?
Well, they don't care. That's part of the issue. And as of last check, Donald Trump doing very well on Super Tuesday.
Of course.
Not in Texas. Ted Cruz doing well in Texas. But
Ted Cruz won Texas, they say.
Yes. Well, he's sort of from there.
Yeah.
Just like Hillary Clinton, sort of from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And Illinois and New York. And six other places. And wherever you want her to be from, that's where Hillary Clinton is from. Yes. She's every woman. She's everywhere. Meanwhile, a woman's decomposing body was found hidden by branches and logs after a group of friends rented out a house near Paris this past week. They rented it from Airbnb for a party weekend.
Well, see, that really upped the excitement.
Whoops. The woman was found hunched in a dugout area, her head against the ground, covered in branches and surrounded by wood stumps. She was dressed but not wearing shoes and had a ring with a large stone on the finger. No documents which could allow her to be identified were found, so no driver's license, anything. Can you imagine doing an Airbnb and you show up and there's like a dead body?
It's like one of those escape rooms. It's very exciting.
Yeah. The escape rooms. What a bunch of bullshit that is.
You know those people are really honest, because the thing that stood out to me in that whole article was that they mentioned the ring. I was like, there was no ring. That's what my story would have had, no ring.
Yeah. Oh, and the fact that she was dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was kind of like, okay, well.
I don't know. I've not used Airbnb. Have you used Airbnb before?
I haven't. I'm scared.
It's very weird. I know Leslie's used Airbnb once, but it was in Napa. So, I mean, what could really go wrong in Napa?
I know a lot of people used it when they had the golf tournament here.
Yeah.
A lot of those people up there turned their homes into Airbnb.
They're like, I can make an extra $75. Yeah. I mean,
actually, they made more than that.
No, I know.
But before it was a thing, my brother used to travel to Europe a lot like that. He would just stay at people's flats and stuff. He loved it.
Show up much like National Lampoon's European Vacation, announced that he was, in fact, their relatives and invite himself in.
I think the nice thing is, at least with an organized system, you're not giving your money to a stranger. It's not like doing it through Craigslist, you know, where all of a sudden they take your money and that house doesn't even exist. There is no house of that street and that number.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you do have that, but you also have the occasional dead body. I mean, you know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah. Well.
My coworker did it went to Hawaii and he found a really good spot.
I think it can work out.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, I don't think they all come with a dead body.
No, that's the special bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Special bonus is the dead body.
Sometimes people party in your house and leave it and it's a piece of shit.
There's that. There were also some people who in like the Bay Area were renting out Airbnb houses that were not theirs.
Oh, nice.
I can believe it.
Yeah, like people would go on vacation and they would be house sitting and they would Airbnb rather than house sit.
That's hilarious. I did actually stay in a condo once. My friend rented it, but I think it was somebody else's property, so it was the same basic concept. And she actually left her panties in their bed, and they mailed them back.
Oh, nice! Wow. That's that's service,
right? Black panties in a manila envelope.
Mm.
Wow.
Did they have an angel's face?
No, and we didn't go back. We were going to go back the next year, and she's like, "I can't face them. I left my panties in their bed."
All right, we need to up the energy here. This is a very sedate start to the show, so let's...
Wait. How does she not know she didn't have her panties?
You don't wear the same ones every day. What are you, an animal?
I don't know. Your friend might be one.
I think, you know, she took them off because she needed them to not be on when she went to bed because, you know, and then...
She wanted to air it out, is exactly. What Mel's saying. Yeah.
She wanted to put something else in let it, by let, her hoo-hoo.
Let it breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day she put on clean panties and forgot all about taking off her panties because we were probably drunk and she was probably boning.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point you notice you left your drawers somewhere.
No, who takes count? You know, when I pack, I don't count the panties to make sure they're all there. Sometimes you leave panties behind.
Kareem, do you count your panties when you pack?
She might not even know whether she has panties on or not all the time.
Damn right.
If the seam is chafing, then I do not have them on is really the rule.
Fact.
I saw this thing. This chicken in England had a mattress to sell, and one of her friends came over to help her sell it. So they picked the mattress up and they took photos of it and the whole thing. But it was a memory foam mattress, and apparently she had stored her sex toys under the mattress. So they took the photo of the bottom side of the mattress, and you could still see the impression of all of the fake dongs.
Why was she a 12-year-old? Like, I keep mine in the nightstand.
Well, she might have had a nosy roommate or something like that.
Don't touch my dongs.
With her mom or something.
I don't know what it was, but it was hilarious. So the internet, which is great, went through and tried to identify what model of vibrator it was. One was a rabbit.
Of course.
So they were trying to figure the whole thing out. All right.
I hope there was a two-headed one. I just do.
There was not. I did not see anything that looked like a two-headed one. Sorry, I know it's disappointing. So I think we've all been late for work. Do you ever have that panic when you're late for work?
Yeah,
you just have this feeling in the pit of your stomach, like, oh fuck, I gotta get to work. I will do anything to get to work. Well, a mechanic in Minnesota knows our pain. He was late for work, so he decided to steal a city bus.
That's commitment, man.
Wow.
The driver of bus 1289 told cops that she was on a break at a St. Paul gas station when the theft occurred. The Metro Transit employee left the bus running, good idea, but had activated its hydraulic brakes. When she discovered the bus was missing, she contacted police, who then tracked the vehicle's location via GPS signal. By the way, they have those in a bus before you steal them. After pulling the bus over after it got off Interstate 89 in Bloomington, they arrested Gregory Jenich, who's 31. He was alone inside the vehicle. He was nabbed about 8 minutes after the bus was boosted, so not a lot of time with it. From the arrest report, defendant commented that he took the bus because he was late for work.
He shouldn't be in trouble. He was trying so hard. Bless his heart. Yeah. He should have called an Uber, but fuck. I mean, he was trying.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. He has worked for Metro Transit since last April. He has been charged with auto theft, which is now a felony, carrying a maximum of 5-year prison term, being held in lieu of $5,000 bail, which he can't pay because I guarantee he does not have a job anymore because he was late.
It sucks.
Poor guy. He was trying so hard.
No, actually, he was a no-show. No call, no show.
No call, no show. Well, unless he called from prison. That was his one call. Hey, boss, I know I'm late, but here's the thing.
He was trying so
I
hard.
Really tried. I stole the city bus to try and get to work on time, and this is my only phone call. Can you come bail me out? Hello? Hello?
Crickets?
Yeah.
I'd really respect that. I'd bring him right back on board. Bless him for trying.
Once he gets out of jail.
Yeah.
For his felony conviction. All right, so Kylie Minogue. Remember Kylie Minogue?
Love her.
Yeah, yeah. She's been serenading us for many years now, and her brand is very strong. So when she learned that Kylie Jenner has applied for a trademark to their shared first name, Minogue was quick to protest via legal measures. As Stereo Gum reports, Minogue's representatives filed notices of opposition to Jenner's trademark application for both advertising and entertainment, but being associated with or even confused for Jenner does not appeal to Kylie Minogue. Not only the fact that she's old enough to be her mom, Jenner is a secondary reality television personality who has received criticism from disability rights groups and African American communities. As such, World Intellectual Property Review explains that Minogue and her representatives do not want Jenner to, and I quote, dilute her brand. On the legal front, they cited existing trademark regulations for the term Kylie that cover entertainment services and music recordings. In addition, Minogue owns Kylie Minogue Darling, Lucky, the Kylie Minogue musical, and Kylie Minogue. So, if you like watching legal battles, it's the Battle of the Kylies.
I like Kylie Minogue much better. Do you know somebody once asked me why I went by Mel? Because wouldn't people think I was an anti-Semite?
Oh.
And I was like, that's a really far fucking stretch.
Yeah, especially since you've been Mel long before Mel Gibson went on his little rant.
Right? And I'm Jewish and a girl, but there's all that.
That's true, Sugar Tits.
Yeah,
you are.
Because I Damn think right. about Mel Gibson every time I see him.
Right? Though I have started when I talk to clients and they say, what was your name again? I say Mel, like Mel's Diner, mm-hmm. rather than Mel Gibson, because I just, I can't.
Like Mel Blanc.
Yeah, and who? Yeah.
Thuffer and thuck a dash like Mel Blanc. All right, let's.
Mel Gibson's still alive.
last I checked.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, South Carolina. South Carolina, Kareem.
Tool.
Mel.
Tool.
Oh yeah, Tool. They voted for Hillary. Very wrong. Also, that Confederate thing. The slavery.
Yeah, there's that.
Humidity. Up next in Cooler Tool, buses. Buses, Mel.
Buses are awesome. So much dirty, weird, sticky things happen on buses.
Kareem?
I used to have a great time on the bus. So buses are great.
Buses are tool. As a white guy in America, I do not ride buses. Because they're terrible, terrible,
you
terrible.
Do not know what you're missing.
Put it on a rail. I do know what I'm missing.
No, you don't.
Put it on a rail. I will ride it. Put it on wheels. I am out.
You can meet so many fascinating people.
Exactly.
Sure, I can do that wandering around downtown and midtown Sac, too.
But you can't get somewhere as fast while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You don't get a chance to sit and talk to them.
But the crazy people also aren't going 60 miles an hour. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Kylie Minogue. Kareem?
She is cool. I like Kylie Minogue. I can't get her out of my head.
Mel?
I love Kylie Minogue, anti-Kylie Jenner. I do. She's cool.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue is awesome. A, she's Australian. B, she is still hot. She's as hot today as she was 20 years ago.
Right.
And yeah.
Plus, my dear friend Marco is obsessed with her. So if I said anything against her, he'd kill me.
Obsessed with Kylie Minogue.
Obsessed.
Interesting.
Check out his Facebook page sometimes. He is obsessed.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing. I think she is one of... I don't know anything. I don't know if Marco is or not, but I know she is, in fact, one of the gay icons that a lot of gay guys are super into Kylie Minogue.
Marco is not, but he... Apparently she appeals nonetheless.
No, that's fine. Not judging. You can love whoever you love. Worship whoever you want to worship, unless it's Justin Bieber. Sorry, Leslie. That's going to do it for Cooler Tool.
That's a thing? Leslie loves Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I have to overlook a lot of things.
Mm, she seems so nice.
I know. She is. She's really, really great. But everybody's got their weak points.
Mm.
And hers is Justin Bieber. Listen, she loves Taylor Swift. I'm okay with Taylor Swift. I don't like Taylor Swift myself. Her music's not for me. I'm okay with Taylor Swift. Bieber?
Her music is for everybody.
Nah, No, it is not. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, for me, there's nothing that I'm that interested in. It's been covered on the show. So, anyway, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. All right. So, a lot of stuff from Minnesota this show.
Oh, yeah, very Minnesota?
Well, you know, it's cold. it's wintertime there.
Minnesota.
Which is why a Minnesota man was arrested for drunk driving behind the wheel of a makeshift bar.
Wait, what?
That's right. They discovered 8 bottles of liquor inside of his automobile.
Automobile?
Acting on a tip from another motorist, they pulled him over. And when they spotted him weaving across Highway 12, according to cops, Nicholas Carnes was alone inside the vehicle. Ah, he was drinking alone, too. So that's a sad crime, right?
Why was he mixing? That just makes my stomach sick.
Though he was surrounded by, quote, numerous open alcohol containers, a police photo of the seized booze shows bottles of New Amsterdam vodka, Hornitos tequila, Fireball whiskey, and Jim Beam bourbon.
Gross.
That would make a very interesting Long Island iced tea.
Look.
Police dumped out the contents of most of the bottles before photographing the liquor atop of his vehicle. No mixers were discovered, Mel. He's a straight-up sort of guy. After he failed a series of field sobriety tests, he took the breathalyzer that registered his blood alcohol level at 0.20.
Oh, well, good for him.
Which is almost 3 times the legal limit. He told police he'd been out drinking until 6 a.m.
Wow.
Sounds like it.
Because he's a champ.
Why can't he commit to one alcohol?
Well, here's the thing. In this article, they pulled his Facebook photo. So before you put a fun Facebook photo up, remember, if you get arrested and your photo is public on Facebook, it's going to end up out there. The photo is of him. He looks a little like David Arquette. He's got a big open mouth smile and a bunch of Christmas lights around his neck.
Perfect.
He was arrested for drunk driving and booked into the Hennepin County Jail. He was released later that night. He's scheduled for an April Fool's Day court appearance.
Good for him.
On a bunch of gross misdemeanor charges. So at least he didn't hurt anybody except his own liver.
Ooh, you know what? I had a case this week where a police officer ran over the bad guy. Made me think of it. It wasn't a DUI case.
Oh.
But it was a case where one cop ran over another cop and a bad guy.
Oh, so we got that's a lot of running over people.
2 for 1.
Wow, that is a lot. How old was this cop? Was he like an elderly cop?
I don't know.
Just looking for a farmer's market to drive into?
I think he was just in such a rush that he forgot that they had stopped running, I guess.
Mistook the gas for the brake?
Just overshot, just a scoosh.
He didn't run over a black guy, did he?
Nope.
There you go. So, it's not always a black guy, Kareem. Oftentimes, but not always. Meanwhile, a Canadian company is looking for some crowdfunding to get in their election idea. It's called Politicats.
I don't like it already.
Well, it turns political leaders into cat scratching posts.
Oh my lord!
It's a Kickstarter campaign, and they show a photo of a cat scratching a Sissel scratching post with Donald Trump's head on it. It's actually kind of hilarious.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. They've got, okay, so models include Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Their stretch goals have been set to produce designs of Vladimir Putin for, you know, people who like Russians, Benjamin Netanyahu for your people,
BB,
or Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. So they're getting themselves all set up. They say Politicats is here to save your belongings and make your home look stylish.
Oh wow!
I don't think having BB in my house is going to make it look stylish.
But most importantly, to turn you from a crazy cat person to a political junkie with a taste for the finer things in life.
What?
That's from the Kickstarter page. Each scratching post is composed of sisal rope. It stands about 26 inches tall. It also includes a 15 by 15 base in three colors of red, blue, and gray. The campaign is looking for $36,318 to produce the Obama and Trump models, and has promised posts designed after, of course, the aforementioned politicians as well. They've also promised a life-size Sepp Blatter, who is the disgraced head of FIFA, for those who don't know, if their campaign reaches $300,000.
Wow.
If they're funded, the scratching posts are expected to ship worldwide this August. What a great way to end your summer.
My name is Kitty, and this is Politicats. At Politicats, we love our cats. But we also love our furniture. Cat scratching and destroying your furniture is a big problem that can cost you thousands of dollars. That's huge. Scratching posts do exist. However, they suck. They suck pretty bad. They do nothing to save you from the crazy cat person look that they give off. Politicats is here to help save your belongings, make your home look stylish, but most importantly, turn you from crazy cat person to political junkie with a taste for the finer things in life. If you care about your furniture...
They show the Barack Obama one on a rock overlooking the ocean.
You get rid of your cat, or you simply give up. Declawing is cruel and unnecessary. Our ergonomically designed scratching post is designed to maximize
ergonomically
your
designed.
The
you don't want your cat getting
your
carpal tunnel.
Exactly. Sink its claws and stretch, while the carpet base invites your cat to scratch its claws and rub itself against it. What's the matter? Is your cat intimidated?
By the way,
by
everything invites my cat
post?
To rub himself
Encourage
against it.
By scratching its shoulder, yes. Or spraying it with our luxurious and super expensive Eau de Cat Piss. Organic and gluten-free catnip spray. Hailing from the plains of Africa, Eau de Cat Piss is here to keep your cats staying healthy and active.
So go ahead and look it up on Kickstarter.
That is ridiculous on so many levels.
It is. But, you know, people with a lot of time on their hands. And
Eau de Cat Piss.
A reasonable idea. All right.
This is going to be your Christmas present. Male Eau de Cat Piss. Jesus. I'm not even going to buy the scratchy post. We just go get the old.
Yeah, I just want that.
Oh, I can get that for you. Not a problem.
What are you wearing?
Oh, to cat piss. We were actually at... Leslie needed to go to Ulta to pick something up. So I went over to the men's fragrance section. And I'm like smelling things. I go, oh, it smells interesting. I sprayed a little bit on. And she goes, oh, that's really nice. What is it? And I told her. And then I'm like, I don't know how much it is. And I went back and looked. It's $85 a bottle.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, fuck that noise. You know what? Dracar is $30.
Oh,
and my deodorant, $2.50.
Oh.
Boys have it so easy.
So my flight from LA to Atlanta, mm-hmm. I was on the plane with a bunch of brand new Marines.
Oh, nice.
Like 18, 19-year-old kids. And one of them was like, oh, man, I forgot my Old Spice. I was like, no, don't you ever pick it up again.
He was fooled by those commercials. He was roped in by the marketing.
I was like, you're a Marine. Now you have graduated to Dracar.
Is that what they told you when you went in? Because that would have been more timely.
No.
Yeah, Dracar is just... smacks of the early 90s.
Yes, it does.
I do love the Old Spice commercials.
The commercials are good. The actual stuff,
Old
not
Spice.
So much.
One of the guys in
Look
my office
done.
They redid our office. They didn't redo our office. They put another unit in my office. Mm-hmm. So I used to be in the back and it was all nice and quiet. It was me and two investigators, criminal investigators, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And there was like an open space outside of my office that's just like cubies, but nobody was fucking in the cubies, so it was nice and quiet and everybody left us the fuck alone. Well, now they moved a whole unit of process servers back with us in the cubicles, and they're loud and they're talky, but at least one of the guys wears like so much deodorant he just smells like a stick of deodorant, and so every time you walk back there it's disgusting.
Those were very bad times.
Well, it's bad. Every day I come to work, I'm sad.
Well, he could smell like somebody who's never seen a stick of deodorant. Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, I get it. He could smell like ass, but it's so gross smelling back there.
Well, it depends on your deodorant. If you get a nice fresh smelling deodorant, it's not a big deal.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's got some sort of musk to it.
I mean, it's gross.
Musky.
It's gross. You have to hold your breath and like hustle through. I do. Every time I use a copier, I take a big breath before I leave my office, and I hustle to the copier, and I hustle my ass back. Fuck that guy.
That is bad
Lady
times.
Passes out in office for holding her breath too long. News at 11.
Fucking stinky motherfucker.
One of the things I love, change the subject, but to completely change the subject, is regional dialect.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite regional dialect? Maybe an area of the country that appeals to you?
Well, it depends. If I'm looking to bone, like I can't do East Coast because I find it weird. But like a low, like
thanks.
Sorry, no offense.
By the Jesus, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's so wrong.
Get your ass over here and bend over so I can fuck you from behind.
Yeah, see, that's just, no, that doesn't work. I like a southern gentleman, southern drawl, not like a redneck hillbilly, but like...
Oh, so more like might have owned a lot of land in the past?
Yeah.
I declare, Annabelle, I'm going to need you to come on over here and bend on over while we watch the slaves pick cotton.
Let me lift my petticoats for you.
Kareem, do you have a favorite dialect?
She likes Colonel Sanders. He's going to make your husband dress up as Colonel Sanders this weekend.
God.
Every time the commercial comes on, she just ruins a chair. It's terrible.
Sick fuckers.
Kareem, do you have a favorite dialect?
Wait a second. Let me get over that one.
Picture me riding the chicken wing.
Oh, man. Woo. You put them in cinema white.
Why is there
suit?
Plastic covering on all the furniture at Mel's house? Well, now you know.
Every time the fucking commercial comes on, I get wet.
Commercial. So one of the bad things that happened when I was home was my cousin had a massive heart attack at 46.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn, Daniel.
Triple bypass on Friday. So I'm at the hospital Saturday looking for him, and there are two nurses who are helping me find him, and they were country as hell. Two country ass white girls.
Bunch of country grammar going on there.
Yes. So,
Nelly's all like, I told you.
Yeah. Like one of them was more country than the other one. I was like, wow, I forgot how that accent sounds.
You know, when I moved here, I've told Nate this, but when I first moved here, one of my jobs where I worked was answering the phone for a crisis line.
Yeah.
And they told me I had to stop till I learned how to speak clearly. Because I had just moved here and, you know, you acclimate to where you live. And I lived in Appalachia. And when I pulled people over for them to trust me and be comfortable with me as a police officer, I had adopted the accent.
The slang.
And you couldn't understand a fucking thing I said when I first moved here. Because I'm from, you don't move your mouth.
Yeah.
You just talk like this.
So like the show Justified.
Yes.
Basically is what you're talking about.
So I wasn't allowed to answer the suicide hotline tool.
Because people were dropping off.
They couldn't understand
me. A huge volume of calls coming through, but I think we're having a problem.
Damn it. I was going to kill myself, but she was talking like that. And I couldn't understand her.
Couldn't understand shit.
You know, talking about what's going on there. I call for some help, and this is what I get. And she's just making fun of me. I don't even know what's going on.
It was like the Dukes of Hazzard every day.
Dim.
Oh, speaking of the Dukes of Hazzard, I was... God damn it. This wedding is just killing me. Because I'm at Michael's Crafts. I'm never going to be at Michael's Crafts, but we have a wedding coming up, so we got stuff. And I saw model cars, like the kind you glue together. And I loved those growing up, and I had a bunch of them, and I saw the General Lee, and I'm like, hey, they've got the General Lee, and they've got the picture of Tom Wopat and John Schneider from the TV show on there. But the car looked slightly different.
It didn't have the flag.
The roof of the car was pretty barren, looking pretty empty. Oh. And the General Lee with just a big old orange car with a number on the side, not quite the same.
No.
Yeah, the Confederate flag is gone.
See, now, Kareem's here. I don't know what to say.
I love the General Lee, so say what you gonna say.
Like, it's always hard for me with these sort of things because it seems like everything goes to one extreme or the other and you're fucked. No, that's why I try never to talk politics or any of this stuff with anybody because, you know, the two extremes. And so I'm like, the General Lee, it should have the flag, but I don't want to be offensive. And I mean, I'm sure it's a really bad thing. And
black people had no issue with the General Lee, the car.
Okay. Right. Because the car didn't run over any black people.
Yes. And the Dukes weren't racist. So
they were rednecks, but not racist.
Right.
Hot rednecks.
Yeah. So we watched the Dukes of Hazzard every Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so as did I. And then we watched Dallas because my parents had enough of shows I liked at that point. Yeah. Like, and now we're watching Dallas. So I've seen all of the episodes of Dallas.
Yeah, so we had no issue with the General Lee.
So getting back to accents, one that's really recognizable is around Baltimore. And on ESPN,
Baltimore,
Scott Van Pelt, who's an anchor at ESPN,
SVP,
completely hairless anchor. He is from Maryland, and he was doing a satellite interview with Tim Kirkjian, who's a writer who works for ESPN. He was at spring training, and Tim was very tickled by Scott Van Pelt's regional accent.
You know, Tim, I'm glad you mentioned the Baltimore Orioles and what they've been doing. Sometimes the low-hanging fruit is the piece of fruit you have to pick. What do you make of Giovanni Gallardo joining that staff?
He's really going to help him, Scott.
Yeah?
He's a very good pitcher, and they really needed him. And I vowed to be better this year. I'm going to turn 60 this year. And as soon as they signed Gallardo on the Orioles, I knew I was dead. So we're in for another one. What if they had the old pitching coach on their team, the guy who rocked back and forth? What if he went to the mound to take Gallardo out? What would that be like?
Leo Mazzoni? What if they traded for Antonio Bastardo? What if they could get a guy to come out of retirement? What if they could get Hippolito Pichardo? You could have Pichardo, Bastardo, Gallardo, and Mazzoni. Can it happen?
It would be great. And then who could throw out the first ball? The Ravens quarterback. What's his name?
Joe Flacco? I love you, Tim. I'm sorry. One of these years, I swear to God, I'm going to stop doing it, but it doesn't look like it's anytime soon. Thank you.
Every year.
Those vowels.
Every year in spring training, and that is a dead-on impression of the Baltimore accent. But that, can you imagine having that much fun at work?
No, just losing. I can't.
I mean, here, sure, but I mean, at work, bless you. At work. That was on ESPN.
Those vowels, it's horrible. Gallardo.
Oh my God. You all right? You allergic to the West Coast?
This is getting back in sack. It's been like that ever since I got back.
Is it my Old Spice cologne?
Well, I vacuumed in here, so I don't know what it could
fried
possibly
chicken commercial.
Be. It's the original herbs and spices. It's what goes into it. It's what makes it so darn tasty. Makes it so sneezy too.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Ah, it's an oldie but a goodie, Mel. It's Florida Corner.
Yeehaw.
Well, it's time to meet Chow Gal. Chow Gal. Well, after discovering a dildo among her husband's belongings during a move, the Florida woman attacked her spouse, leaving him with bruises and scratches on his face.
Sure.
She was arrested for domestic battery. As detailed in court records, the 48-year-old Chow and Joshua Sinclair, who have been married for just over a year, were driving to a new residence in Sarasota when Gal confronted Sinclair about the sex toy she discovered. In a police statement, Sinclair wrote that Gal became furious upon learning from him that it was, and I quote, A dildo she found was actually for me to use.
See, that was where she got mad. It wasn't that he had it. It was that he didn't want to play with her.
An argument between the couple then allegedly turned physical. Sinclair charged that Gao, who was driving at the time, began to beat, slap, and pinch my face with her hand repeatedly for about 30 minutes.
That is such a Southern woman thing to do.
She's very Asian.
Still.
don't you dare look at me. I don't pinch, slap, or anything. Only when it's sexy time.
The attack ended...
Whatever.
When they arrived at their new home, that's when he called police. When a Manatee County Sheriff's deputy arrived, he found Sinclair with, quote, injuries of bruising and scratching to the victim's eye, lip, nose, and forehead. Gao had no signs of injuries. Now, according to the probable cause affidavit, she operates a Sarasota daycare facility.
Not anymore.
She was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery count. She was released from custody and is scheduled for an arraignment coming up on March 15th.
I think she just went about that all wrong.
Right?
Yeah. That could have been a growing together opportunity, not a growing apart opportunity.
That is a little woman beaten. That is what that is.
Yeah.
She hit him with a little fist. She pinched him and she slapped him upside the head a couple times.
Yeah. Well, here's what it tells me. It tells me she's just not sexually adventurous.
Right? It could have been an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I, as I'm sure you also recall, still love and watch the show Hoarders because it's my favorite fucking show.
Yes.
And on one of the episodes we watched recently, there was a guy who was like, it's always when they're super old that it's hard to imagine them having lives before, you know?
Right.
And he was super old and so overweight that he had like one of those walker things that he had to keep sitting down on.
Mm-hmm.
And his sisters were like helping with the cleaning out of his house.
Oh.
And they found like bags of like hardcore porn and toys and dildos. Mm. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And they were religious, which made it even better.
Oh.
And I laughed.
I'll have to go back and look for that one.
It's a good one.
Now, meanwhile, on the other side of the state in Tampa, I think it's the other side. Either way, police say a fugitive from Tampa who didn't want to be identified by his fingerprints during a traffic stop in Northeast Ohio, Mel.
Oh, yay.
The Florida of the North. What would you do if you didn't want to be identified by your fingertips?
I would burn them with my lighter.
Oh, well, he decided to chew them off.
Oh, good. I mean, that's smart-ish.
Kurt Kelly has been jailed on felony counts of evidence tampering and obstructing official business and misdemeanor charges of falsification and resisting arrest. A message left for his attorney after business hours was not returned.
Now, here's the thing in this case, because did you look at a picture of this fellow?
I sure did. He's got a lot of tattoos and he looks really worried.
Yeah, he's fucking identifiable because he's covered in goddamn tattoos. How did he? I think it was in a spur of the moment bad decision making where he thought not having fingerprints would help. You know, it's like, you know, who doesn't watch Criminal Fucking Minds? They've got databases for this shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably assumed I'm in Ohio. What's going to go wrong?
Truth.
Talmadge, Ohio, to be more specific.
Nice.
And several other people were put into a cruiser without handcuffs after the vehicle was stopped last weekend and officers thought they smelled drugs. Police say Kelly gave false names as they tried to identify him. They say they figured out who he was after photos of his tattoos were provided by police in Florida, where he's wanted on firearms and drug charges. So well done, Florida man.
See, I could have solved that fucking case.
It's true. You've still got it, Mel.
Yeah, I do.
You are indeed still a you could still be a beat cop.
Sure.
And I don't mean that you should be beating people. That's different.
That's the other thing they did.
All right. So Star Wars. We all like Star Wars, right? To varying levels.
Sure.
I know you haven't seen the new Star Wars, Kareem.
No, I haven't seen any Star Wars.
Any Star Wars. But you are familiar with the Imperial March, the Darth Vader.
Ooh, is it the one that's... Wait, I don't want to try to do it because I'll mess up. Never mind.
No, here's... In case you don't recall, here's the Imperial March.
Oh,
Darth Vader's theme song. It's like, here comes a big, scary black man. Yes.
Yes.
It's pretty imposing, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think would happen... Let's play with music a little bit. If you played it in a minor key as opposed to the major key, I know it's a little inside music, but this is the exact same song played in a minor key.
It's kind of fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to hang out with this guy.
Oh, it's like my grand entrance.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, this is like Party at Faces music.
Yeah, I like it. It has a little bit of an Irish lilt to it.
A little bit. It's, now it's a cheerful tune. Yeah, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. It's been changed to a major key, not a minor key. But yeah, it's...
It could totally be the national anthem of somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, and then it goes into this little part. But that's fine. You get the idea.
I like it.
Yeah, it was very different. There's a bunch of stuff online where you can find stuff in the major key, in the minor key, and get a little bit of a different idea about the wonderful world of music and why I can't play it.
Me either.
Although I did take piano lessons as a youngster.
I did too.
With the nuns.
I cheated, though. Like, I couldn't read music, so I would memorize everything. And after a while, my head got too full, so I quit.
Yeah. You have such a small head. I know it got full pretty quick.
I know. I got a little tiny pea head.
All this. Well, to be fair, it filled up on right-hand stuff and not as much on left-hand stuff, and the songs were incomplete. It was terrible. Oh, it was absolutely terrible. All right. You know what? Let's get right to it. And hold on. I gotta play that. I Am Kate is back, so.
Oh, God.
For season two.
No.
She's also... Kate.
She was super popular at the Oscar parties I saw.
Oh, sure. And she's also become the face of a cosmetics company, which is really common for 66-year-old women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, Mel, it just means you have a lot to look forward to as you get a little bit older. Because, hey, if Caitlyn Jenner can do it, so can you.
Sure. And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Ah, yes. Let's go to the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where I hail from. Don't blame me. It's just where I was born. Greensboro, to be exact. By the way, as an aside, home to Hill Farm Brewing, which has been rated one of the top microbrews in the world.
Huh.
So, anyway, meanwhile, in Greensboro, the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department has certified that an all-time state record yellow perch was caught in Greensboro.
I hate you.
That's right. Vermont's new record yellow perch, which weighed a massive 2.4 pounds, was caught by Keith Sherwood of Hinesburg while ice fishing on Caspian Lake. Mel, how long do you think the fish was?
I don't even know what a standard fucking perch is, Nate. It was four feet.
It was 16 inches in length.
And, am I close? It's 2 feet and something, right?
Yeah. It's a foot and 4 inches, but close.
Math is hard. Now, I'm a girl.
Now I know why Paul stays with you.
His penis is ginormous. It's 6 feet.
How's his girth? Is it 12.5 inches like the fish?
Ooh, give or take.
There you go. The fish topped the previous record of 2.1 pounds by over 4 ounces. Sean Good from the fisheries biologist said 2015 was another great year for record fish catches in Vermont. Anglers are really starting to understand the wide diversity of fishing opportunities we have here throughout the state. Fishing in Vermont can go way beyond bass, trout, and some other more commonly targeted species, although perch is a pretty common one, but either way. New state records were also set in 2015 for the red horse sucker, the cisco, and the bowfin.
Oh, I hate you. I have and always will hate small town news. It makes me annoyed.
Well, you could live there, and this could be the news that's
no,
going on.
No, that's why I left. Small town.
That's right. The Vermont Record Fish Program continues to serve as a testament to the health and quality of fisheries around the state. Good said that many record fish programs in other states only see new records established every few years. But in Vermont, anglers have been setting multiple records each year, Mel.
What?
Since 2010, 16 new records have been recognized, which is an astounding number.
Wow.
Unless it's due to some weird radioactive thing that they don't know about yet.
Right.
And then it might not be so great.
They're huge, but you can't eat them. They'll kill you.
It's entirely possible that they would. So... anyway, that's small town
news. At least
news.
You're not reading one of those goddamn columns from that fucking guy.
That's next show.
I hate you so much.
I don't know if it is. By the way, the Gordy Little column's much shorter since he left the Press Republican. Much shorter. And we just delight in them. That's all I'm saying. They're delightful, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be delighted. So that's gonna do it.
Did you say I have to be delighted?
You have to be delighted.
You have to be delighted.
You must be delighted. That's kind of how it works. That's the rule. Mandated delightment.
Damn it.
Mandated delightment is what I say. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Small Town News, and that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show.
I don't want to go.
Oh. Well, hang around. We'll do Friday's show right after.
Okie doke.
Yeah. We'll do that and take care of everything. For all the people who aren't here, they don't care about you. They're not here.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
They don't. For Kareem and Mel, I'm Nate. Have yourself a wonderful hump day. We'll see you on Friday with a fresh new show. Bye-bye. You don't throw like other girls, you follow through. But I'll come on back, cause I know, though you meant to let me go, I could always be your boomerang. I'll come on back, you will see, all you said got through to me, and I would like to be your boomerang. Going down, but no one knew. Was losing altitude. I should have landed and I tried to. I never took my eyes off you, but I got dizzy and you threw me. You were right too. But I'll come on back, cause I know, though you meant to let me go, I could always be your boomerang. I'll come on back, you will see, all you said got through. I flew apart, but they reattached me. I'm coming in hot, hope you'll catch me. I'll come on back, cause I know, though you meant to let me go, I could always be your boomerang. I'll come on back, you will see, all you said got boomerang. Thanks for listening, and remember to use the shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.